أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. This is continuation of the previous session. We spoke about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much he is caring for us. He cares for us as Allah has described him. Harisun alaykum bil mu'minina raufur rahim. If he is bil mu'minina raufur rahim and he is harisun alaykum, he is, Allah gave him to take care of us and to be careful. Haris,
to care for us,
and to send that mercy on us and that compassion. Do you think that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will leave anyone outside of that circle? If Allah is describing him,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. صدق الله العظيم.
وبلغ نبيه الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين. قلب سليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from among you, from within you, as we explained in the previous session. That means he is لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. A prophet came from within yourself. Means ourselves, that is the meaning, is carrying the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why when Allah said, وَلَقَدْ كَرَمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, we have honored the human being, have created them from three lights. From Allah's lights, ruh, Allah blowed his light into Sayyidina Adam, and from the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the light of Sayyidina Adam. So we are created from these three light. Means that light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is moving within us. And Allah made him between the light of Adam and the light of Allah. He is the intermediary. He's in the middle. That's why he said, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Came to you a prophet from within you. What Allah created first is my light, Ya Jabir. Allah created first my light. كُنْتُ نَبِيًّا وَآدَمُ بَيْنَ الْمَاءِ وَالطِّينِ. I was a prophet and Adam between clay and water. So between Adam and between the Creator, there is that reality of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is the intermediary to the divine presence. No one is able to judge anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, Amen, says that anything you say on it, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, becomes clean. That's why Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim Prophet said, if you don't say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim on your dua is imperfect, abtar. Disconnected. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim cleans everything. And that's why when someone wants to become, to accept, to become Muslim, what he says? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. What happened? Change. Everything before is being waived, cancelled. Sins are gone. Wa alaykum salam. Sins are completely gone. There will be no more sin on that person. By saying ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, it takes all what happened before. So for us, that's why we say it in the prayer, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah in tahiyyat. In order at the end, it cleans you completely from any sins that is on you. إنما المشركون نجس.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المشركون نجس فلا يقربوا المسجد الحرام بعد عامهم هذا وإن خفتم عيلة فسيغنيكم الله من فضله والله واسع عليم.
الله said إنما المشركون نجس that مشرك
impure.
Mushrik,
polytheist.
The one that us make more than one God, one ilah, associate someone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is mushrik. Idols worshipper are mushrik. Allah is saying إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسْ, because when that verse came, when the Kaaba is being cleaned from all kinds of idols, Allah is saying these idols are making your belief dirty. A shirk is najas. The
polytheism
is najas. Not you, not yourself, not a person who is not Muslim cannot be najas, because Allah created everyone pure. That sifa, that characteristics of polytheism is dirty, impure. When Allah says it is impure, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسْ, that characteristic, that polytheism is becoming dirty in a place where it is pure of dirtiness. Yani in Kaaba, where does not accept any more idols, when Prophet cleaned it from idols, then worshipness is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is one. The oneness of Allah, you bring anything on that is dirty. You cannot bring a dirty to be clean. Then you make a mess. So these characteristics that makes you dirty are not ذاتك. It's not yourself, your essence. Your eyes are not najas. Your ears are not najas, are not dirty. Your heart is not dirty. Your legs are not dirty. They are clean. Allah created them with, by His order, you being created. But the The dirtiness is the character that you carry over your body. Like clothes. You carry these clothes, they are dirty. What you do with them? You wash them. So that characteristic that people carries can be washed. Look, the proof. Is the dog najas or not? According to Islam, Allah said it's najas, finish. You don't say why. There is no why. Allah said, don't eat pork, don't eat pork. Don't ask why. Allah said, to men, cover your head, cover your head. To women, cover yourself, cover yourself. You cannot ask why. So dog is najas or not?
Yes.
Why then dog is entering paradise? The dog of Ashab al-Kahf. وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيلِ
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل صدق الله العظيم.
Their dog is, they were throwing him with stones and that dog is following them. Following them up because of what? Of his love to them. They said, don't come. He said, no, I'm coming. They said, don't come. I say, I'm coming. Don't come, I'm coming. They throw him with stones, they're coming. He's coming. And Allah said, let him come. He stayed with them. He take care of them. In the morning, in the evening, he's sitting there. Basitun dira'ayi bil wasid means he is holding his hand. Anyone comes to attack. 300 years. They were sleeping. And that dog waiting. Allah sending that dog to paradise. So Allah can make the dirty pure. No?
No.
Can anyone say why? That if Allah wants to make anyone, any other than Muslim, to enter paradise, clean him from that impurity. Can anyone say no? Because that impurity is a characteristic. It's not the self. Self are from three lights. Nurullah, Nurul Habib, Nurul Adam alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala huwa ahkamul hakimin. He is the best judge. No one can judge except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that Bedouin who came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him about the last days. And he said, this is a long journey, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What you are prepared? He's by the door at the masjid praying Friday Jum'ah. He said, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Rasulullah, what I have prepared is your love. He said, it's enough. And he left. He didn't pray. It's enough. That's why he said to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, يُحْشَرُ الْمَرْءُ مَعْ مَنْ أَحَابُ. Those who are resurrected, you will be resurrected with whom you love. So if humanity running after someone and they don't let whatever that one might tell them go, they are running after him. So what will happen at the end? He will take them in because they are running after him. Like that example of Surah Al-Kahf. The dog is running after Ashab al-Kahf. Dog is najis, is impure. Running after Ashab al-Kahf, the people of the cave, and they saying, no, 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 he's running after them. And Allah ordered them, take him in. In Judgment Day, Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Adam wa man dunahu tahta liwa'i yawm al-qiyamah. Adam and whoever under Adam is under my flag in the Judgment Day. Means who is left? Can prophets? Prophet is saying this Hadith, that everyone going to be under my flag. If Prophet cleans them all, can anyone say no? Can anyone interfere? That's what Grand Sheikh is trying to say, that light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the creation from, Prophet will render it back to its normality.
No.
Take everything dirty out of it, impure, throw them, these bad characteristics, present them clean to His Lord in Judgment Day. That's why He said, I observe the amal of my ummah. If I see good, I pray for them. If I see bad, I ask Allah to forgive them. So if a prophet asking Allah to forgive his people, what his servants, who will be left? No one will be left. Man huwa ahkamu al-hakimin? Who is the best judge? Huh?
Allah.
Say.
Allah.
Hey, why are you afraid? وَمَنْ هُوَ الْمُدَبِّرُ
Allah.
Who is the one that plan and arrange everything? Is Allah.
Allah.
مُقَلِّبُ الْقُلُوبِ Changing the hearts? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Grand Sheikh said, if like my age at that time, that's even a unbeliever, even with that age, 90-95 years of age, come and say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, he finished and die after he entered paradise. Anyone can say no? Yeah. Tahir, you were there in California in the dojo with Grant.
Yeah.
We used to do zikr there on Saturdays and Thursdays. And one time came to us one man, and I asked him, how old are you? He said 90. But walking and sit on the chair, attending our zikr. First time, lecture and zikr, and he went. He's not Muslim. Second time. Third time, he said, I'm very happy with that, I want to take shahada. You remember him? Was 90 years of age. He said, okay. At the end, he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Then next week came, he didn't come. The week after came, he didn't come. So I asked, go and check on that person, what happened to him. They went, they found him dead. 90 years of age, he did what he did. He came, took shahada. You think anything will be left? Al-Islam yajibu ma qabla. Islam takes away everything what is before, Prophet said. Maulana is saying, Grand Sheikh, if an unbeliever come, even his age, my age, 95 or whatever, and say shahada and die, finish. Like that man. He said shahada and died. He didn't say shahada because he knows he's dying. How he knows he's dying? He came convinced, he took the shahada and left. Allah took his soul. All these bad characteristics that comes out from us, zulm, oppression, kufr, this unbelief, all these characteristics, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we said before, curse that characteristic, curse them, to clean us from them. Cursing is like a washing machine, is a cleansing process. And when we are clean, Allah say, Ya Muhammad, I gave you such a ummah, clean ummah. Allah protect us and give us a clean to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with these three lights. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to give that three lights back, clean. The first that we are carrying with us from these not characteristic but this physicality, that all of them, the four other levels goes in, as we explained before, is that we have in the heart four chambers. Every chamber is for one of these secrets. And then you have the whole heart, is the qalb, is the heart. And then you have four chambers. Maqam sir, level of sir, sir sir, akhfa and khafa. Hidden and most hidden. Secret, secret of secret, hidden and most hidden. He said in the level of the heart as a whole, he said the heart like a stable. Human being's heart, we are not speaking about the light, about the characteristics. It's like a stable. A stable, every kind of animals enter in. It's always busy. Can you see a stable not busy? Stable is busy. The heart is busy with all kind of gossips and bad information that goes there. I don't like to call it inspiration. Inspiration for good things. Everything that is bad or what is, if it is good, goes inside that heart. Is not?
No.
If awliyaullah wants and raise the volume of the speaker of the heart, a wali can come and raise your volume. Whatever goes into your heart and there are kind of gossips and everything good or not good, he can raise the volume, everyone can hear. Think yourself, how much gossips comes in a second, goes into the heart and into the mind. From every side you are receiving informations, is not?
No.
Can anyone say, no, I am only in complete meditation, my heart is connected to my Shaykh and my Shaykh to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I am in that presence? No one can say. Because shaitan immediately comes, you be like that, he flip you up. And you begin to have more gossips coming. So if your Shaykh will raise the volume, what will happen? Imagine like a place like this, and you have 100 people, and all of them speaking in the same time together. If the Shaykh will open that volume of that heart, it will become like that. From every direction you will hear voices. This is the heart. Is a stable. Everything goes in and everything goes out. So in, out, in, out. More out, more in. If you open your mouth and you begin to speak what comes to your heart, what people will say about you? Crazy. Not only rude, because you might say things that are crazy. Like that Wali Majzoub, and he is in a transport situation, went to the mosque with his shoes. You know, in the old time they put the shoes between their feet, because in order no one will steal them. So, and he stand behind the Imam, and everyone in Jama'ah, as soon as the Imam said Allahu Akbar, he cursed the Imam, he made the sound and not acceptable, take the shoes and run away. Everyone was laughing when he made that sound. Everyone was laughing. All their prayer is gone, so they have to make a new wudu. They asked him later, they caught him and they brought him in. So Imam was questioning, why you spoil the prayer of people? He said, oh Imam, do you want me to tell or I keep quiet? He said, no, say. He said, do you want to me to say to them what you were thinking when you said Allahu Akbar and entered in the prayer? He said, no. So at that time the Imam repented. And he said, when I was going out of my door to the masjid to pray, I saw my neighbor's wife. I look at her in a bad eyes. So the Majzoob said, how we are going to be praying behind you and your prayer is going to be accepted? So I said to myself, better all these people to know that their prayer are not going to be accepted. So I made them all to laugh and let them pray another time. So if you begin to open your heart and you begin to speak what is in your heart, people will say you are crazy.
Yes.
Lot of bad thoughts comes to everyone in the prayer, in the meditation, in the contemplation, in trying to host someone nicely. Everyone has bad thoughts comes to his mind. That is goes into the level of heart, and that's why we say the heart is like a stable. And that's why Grand Sheikh prohibited anyone to speak whatever comes to his heart. He has to keep it, think about it, and then he can speak, or else he is considered from the level of crazy people. Then we have Maqam al-Sir. We explained it many times before. Sir al-Sir, Akhfa and Khafa. And inshallah we'll continue next time explaining them. And whatever there are of secrets in these four different levels, secret, secret of the secret, hidden and most hidden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the hidden knowledge that no one knows, and he put it in the heart of Mahdi alayhi salam. When Mahdi alayhi salam is going to appear, his knowledge is going to be never been recorded before, never in a book, and never in a heart of a wali. He is directly taking from the secret of the Holy Quran and the secret of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the meaning of Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islam Deena.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا فمن اضطر في مخمصة غير متجانف لإثم فإن الله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم.
This is today I have perfected your religion. Allah said in Holy Quran, I'm not explaining the four levels now, but coming to that, that today I have perfected your religion. And I have completed my ni'mah on you. And I am happy and satisfied to give you Islam as your religion. When Mahdi alayhi salam comes, the reality of completion will enter into the heart of everyone. The reality of completion of the religion will enter into the heart of everyone. You will not be only memorizing the Holy Quran. By Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, everyone will be in 1 second memorize the Holy Quran, all of it. Not only that, you will be understanding the secrets in every letter of the Holy Quran. In 1 second, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is enough to carry us from not memorizing to memorizing. You don't need to read it all and to repeat and memorize. In 1 second, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when Sayyidina al-Mahdi appears, everyone from his followers, means the Ummah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the whole Quran will be memorized from beginning to end. Not only that, but the secret, whatever they want to open, they will give you the reality of the perfection of the religion. You will be as a perfect Muslim, be higher than the highest scholar. Scholars in front of you is like an ant to an elephant with their knowledge. That is from the secrets of what Sayyidina al-Mahdi is bringing from heart of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the last days. Wa min Allahi tawfiq. We'll continue next time. Bi hurmati al-Fatiha.